Hello everyone, Economic Ninja. I'm here to tell you about the greatest opportunity of your life, and time is running out. It is now in the media. The story is picking up momentum just in this exact time frame that I thought it would, and it is coming like a roaring freight train. However, I know this is going to sound crazy when I say time is running out. You've actually still got time. Because this opportunity in real estate, as in the Daily Wire right now, home foreclosures are soaring, especially in these states. This news story is going to be picking up pace going into the presidential election. But when I say you don't have time, and this is why, I'm going to go through this story and then I'm going to explain exactly what I'm referring to. But a little piece of this is during a real estate crash, whether you want to buy rental properties or your own home, a new home, or your very first home. You actually want to do it as things are coming crumbling down and interest rates are still high. Because once the perception from the public is, oh my gosh, real estate's losing value, I never thought this would happen, they're gonna offload this real estate and the price is gonna start to tumble. And then rates are gonna continue to drop very fast. You are going to have the opportunity to negotiate amazing deals because people are going to be selling out of panic, that emotion that gives you the edge. This is what I've been teaching people about ever since I started this channel. I've been talking about it like crazy. And I said the time to buy real estate is when interest is not exactly at their peak. It's as it's already coming crashing down, because you're going to be able to refinance, and there's a special way to refinance and pull your money out, and you'll be buying properties for zero money out of pocket once you buy your first house. But you've got to be ready for this. This story is out of the Daily Wire. It says home foreclosures are soaring across the nation, especially in certain states, new data shows. Remember, I've told you, June is a key month to watch the foreclosures explode, okay? Because the numbers, even though we are just now getting back to where we were pre-pandemic levels for foreclosures, you haven't seen anything yet. Through the Dodd-Frank process, there are so many homes in the foreclosure process right now that haven't been released to the public that you're going to see come out this summer. And this is going to be the news story. And it is going to turn all of the people that own homes sour, especially all of the people that bought homes with these insanely high mortgage rates. But here's the scary thing. When I say insanely high, most people would agree, but they're not. These are normal interest rates on mortgages. Well, we have been living in an abnormal world when it comes to finance, mortgage, and real estate for the past 23 years. And that cycle is coming to an abrupt end. And if you want to be part of it on the good side where you're making money, then you need to start getting ready for it now, getting out of debt and being prepared for this, keeping your credit score right, because what the banks want, and I know this sounds crazy, and we're talking about not just people at work in the teller booth or managers of the bank, we're talking about the C-suite execs. They want to be able to tell you, sorry, we can't give you a mortgage because you missed a credit card payment. And then, well, who's going to buy up all these homes? And that's very serious. That's why I've been hammering the idea of people getting out of debt, getting their personal balance sheet set up for success. Because when this comes roaring out of the gate, we're going to be competing with the banks. And I'm telling you from experience, from an investor that started buying real estate in 2001, liquidated in 2005, I've seen these cycles multiple times, and we can have the upper hand. You can have the upper hand, whether it be you buying your own home and getting a good deal and securing a good mortgage, or you buying 100 rentals like I'm going to be doing. And I do not want to be doing this alone. It says tens of thousands of houses were facing foreclosures as of last month, according to a report from real estate provider, data provider Adam. A total of 32,938 properties across the country had foreclosure filings in February, which are up 8% over a year ago, although that number was down 1% from January, the report found. Again, I want to remind you, these are foreclosures that have been in the process right around when COVID started. We're going to see a flood of them coming to market that started during the forbearance era midway through COVID. Since foreclosure filings can consist of default notices, scheduled auctions, or bank repossessions, across the country, there was one foreclosure filing for every 4,279 housing units last month. Some states fared better than others. South Carolina had the highest foreclosure rate with one in every 2,248 housing units. Delaware was next, followed by Florida, Ohio, and Connecticut. Again, I want to remind you about what's going on in the insurance industry. We are combining multiple cycles when it comes to real estate at once. We've got a commercial mortgage real estate collapse right now. We have a insurance collapse right now where people are having to, they're losing their homes. I was there during a foreclosure notice that was pinned on a door of somebody that only owed about $35,000 on their home. The home was worth, in its current condition, $600,000. But because they had lost their insurance, the insurance company said, we're not going to insure you anymore. And they couldn't get another insurance company. The bank was foreclosing on them. So we have an insurance crisis, commercial real estate crisis. We have got inflation in our nation. This is insane. We have got three massive storms, which I would call the perfect storm in real estate right now, which means this is the most amazing opportunity of your life. And it's going to take time to flush out for the public to see it and panic. And that's not the time you jump in. But if you're not preparing yourself now, you're not going to have the mental fortitude to go through this, because you will see reporters crying on TV. You will see people getting evicted from their houses, and the media will push it just like they did when Lehman Brothers crashed, where they showed you that footage, which I'm pretty sure were actors all lined up in their dress clothes with boxes with all their office thing, like a perp walking out. They're going to do the same thing to real estate, and they're going to get you to panic and go, it's never coming back up. You will see the headlines be so bleak. They will want to scare the piss out of the American people. You don't want to own homes. And I'm telling you right now, it is a plan to make you an eternal renter. If that doesn't fire you up, I don't know what will. As a matter of fact, how many people believe my thesis on that? They want to scare you into becoming a renter, show you all the benefits of renting. You will see news stories in the next year of, well, it's crashing. And then right after that, a year later, it's like, you know what? It's a good thing to rent. And they're going to try and cheerlead you into not owning a home, not having the American dream. They're going to change the American dream. Type one if you understand that and you agree with that. This is part of a plan that by the year 2030, you will own nothing and like it. And they're going to try and manipulate you, honestly, through sorcery, through trickery, through interesting words. People will try and convince you that owning nothing is a good thing. It is so free. But it's the absolute opposite of free. So I am calling on people to get ready for this now. Now, it says here, the annual uptick in U.S. foreclosure activity hints at shifting dynamics within the housing market, said Rob Barber, CEO of Atom. He says these trends could signify evolving financial landscapes for homeowners, prompting adjustments in market strategies and lending practices. Columbia, South Carolina, was the major metropolitan area with the highest foreclosure rate. Orlando had the highest foreclosure rate for cities with population greater than a million, followed by Cleveland, Riverside, Philadelphia, and Miami. Now, what do all of those places have in common? They blew up first in this nationwide bubble. You will see Las Vegas, San Francisco added to that list. They don't want to talk about those two metropolitan areas because they're getting so flooded with inventory right now. And the price reductions from the difference from when people were asking this much and they had to reduce it to this much so that they could get the sale. They don't want to tell you that because they're well into the double digits already. They want to wait and then the panic to really hit. They want the biggest impact. The media knows exactly what they're doing because they're tied to very wealthy people that have a lot of money in this game. This is very important for you to understand. Another thing that's really important to understand is, again, when you have your credit set up and you have a nice thick credit file and you start to buy your home, as the Federal Reserve has already dropped rates and they will not significantly drop rates. Again, I want to emphasize, they possibly will, for political reasons to get you to vote a certain way, they're going to drop it a couple basis points, but that doesn't matter. If you've noticed, the Fed has not raised rates for quite some time, yet look at where the 10-year bond is. The 10-year bond is jumping up. Why? Because people are getting nervous. Our dollar is crashing. It's not looking good. So what does that do to mortgage rates? It pushes it up. Even Jerome Powell last September said that the bond market is doing their job for them, so they may not have to raise it all anymore. I believe that we are going to see a bond market collapse because the government is unable to sell debt to other countries. And that is going to force the 10-year bond up exponentially, regardless of what the Fed does. I want people to understand that. And you need to prepare for this as an opportunity, because people are going to lose their minds, especially everyone that was fooled by their real estate agent or their broker, saying, their loan broker is saying, don't worry, I know it's tight, but you're going to be able to lower rates. They're talking about it right now. That hasn't happened. That day's not coming. Even if the Fed dropped 75 basis points, mortgages would still be in the 6%. This is a big deal. Remember, the Federal Reserve is data dependent and they want unemployment higher before they lower rates. They've got to break the backbone of the American consumer. So if you are ready for this, great. If you are not ready for this, start getting ready. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put some discount links to the first course that I ever started, which was the How to Prepare for the Real Estate Crash. It's 80% off. It's $299. Here is my commitment to you. You don't need a course, first off, to be a success. I never had a course, and I bought my first 14 homes happened in the first 2 years of me being a real estate investor, starting from nothing. I bought and sold things at garage sales. I earned $20,000, saved up $20,000, bought my first home, and then every home, I bought my first rental within 6 months, and I never put a dime on any of those properties. 14 properties later, I learned this cycle, and then I sold them before the Great Recession. Since then, I've owned other real estate, but I'm going to go big in this next cycle. So this is my promise to you. That course set off a whole chain of courses and way to instruct and teach people. But I want to make that accessible to everyone possible, because it's like a book. If you borrow a book, you're less likely to read it than if you bought it yourself. And I continue to put throughout this year more content on that course. I've got another lesson coming out later this month, because as these times change, I'm giving you the firepower to keep you encouraged and doing something and saving money and getting ready for this, to identify those cycles. If in 14 days, you don't think this is going to change the way you perceive real estate or give you an actionable plan to take action now and do something and get ready for this, then I'll give you your money back. If you haven't watched more than 50% of it, you go, this isn't for me. The money is back in your account. But I want people of action that are ready and understand how big of an opportunity this is. So I'm going to put that link down below. And again, I want to share one last thing with you. Every single person, when I started buying real estate in 2001, laughed at me because they said, we're on such a bull market from the mid 90s, which 1994, we had a pretty good size recession, where the federal government, most people don't know this, wanted to crush real estate. So the Fed put it was like 4 points on all new construction, because in the early 90s, late 80s, construction boomed. And they put a mandate, said if you wanted a new construction loan, you had to pay 4 points, 4% to go and get that loan. And it ultimately just crushed real estate development and construction companies overnight. The government has an interesting way of crushing real estate without realizing it. And so now they want to build these things up where they say, we're in a housing shortage. We're not. There are more houses today built today than there were in 2008. But in 2006, there was also a housing shortage. Why? Is because the cries of the people that were just racing in and homes are getting too expensive. And they said, it's too expensive. It's not affordable. We have an affordability crisis. There are tons of homes out there for you to get. You just need to know how to identify them, know where we are in the cycle, and then take those actionable steps to have the actual fortitude to go for it. So if you want the opportunity, you can do it yourself. Get books, get knowledge, find people in the industry. Those are things that I talk about how to do, but you can do it yourself. If you need a guide and you need something to put you, set you in the right direction and give you the excitement and get you amped up, honestly, that course has been doing extremely well for a lot of people. So it's 80% off right now. It's $299. If you don't like it after 14 days, I'll give you your money back. Hope you got something out of this. I hope you're getting ready for this. This is not doom and gloom. It is the truth. It's reality. And we're going to absolutely go crush it. All right. With that being said, the Economic Ninja is out.